I loved all that, Joan. That was such great information. And I was thinking about my husband, he's actually dyslexic, and he told me that they thought he had ADHD as a kid, which blew my mind because he has incredible attention, like way better than me, like such good attention. And I'm just like, how would anyone think you have an attention problem? But that totally makes sense how it can appear that way in the classroom. We do have a few questions from the audience. The first one, how do I know if my child has dyslexia?
Well, we usually, first of all, and Jill, you might want to pop in on this too, because it fits with what you were talking about earlier. But the first thing that I look for, or that I hear from parents, is the teacher says they're not holding words. They're not able to remember their words. They are confusing the order of the words. Sometimes they're confusing the order of the symbols. They'll say form is from, was is saw, okay, those types of things. And those are a visual spatial type of disorganization. When we're talking about a student that's a little bit older, they're usually, let me give you a little caveat on this one. Many of our kids who have dyslexia have figured out that it's better to not do your work or not do your homework or not, cooperate than to be found out that you're really stupid, because that's what they immediately assume when they can't do it. Okay. So many of the students who have trouble turning in their homework, students who, can't fill out the worksheet, all of those kinds of things, I immediately say, we need to intervene. It doesn't matter if we have a diagnosis of dyslexia. If we've got the symptoms, we need to change it, and we need to develop the skills that they need so that they can do those types of things. So I look for they're behind in reading. The teachers are saying that they're not trying hard enough. Watch that one. And it could be that they're having trouble with remembering the information that they're reading, especially if they're a bit older. Those are just some of the things that you'll see.
Yep. And sometimes kids will they'll work so hard on their homework that homework comes back to the classroom and it looks like they did, like they're getting it, but then they do terrible on tests. And so for some of our kids, our dyslexic students, our students with learning challenges in general, but I see this, in particular with some of our dyslexic students, they find ways to work around it. So working really, really hard, or bringing their work home so mom will help them,
Exactly.
or just, grabbing enough of the content, enough of the concepts, in a long page of reading just by really looking at the pictures and reading, the content words. But then they go to a test where they have to specifically read that question accurately and they can't do it. So, yeah.
You know, one that I just was talking with the other day is a mom who's doing obviously distance learning at this point, which is just raising havoc for all of our kids who have any issues at all. And so the child has to do these activities on this computer and she can't read. So the mom is sitting there whispering the words to her so that then she can say them. And I said, this is going to confuse everybody, because the teacher doesn't realize that this student can't do the activities because the parent is doing them for them.
Right.
And they're putting them in a position that the child knows they can't do them because, and they know that other kids can. So, yes, we want to help, but we always want to consider it first aid and not, a
Not
solution to
permanent.
what we're doing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, that really makes sense. Thank you so much. I think that was really great advice for everyone. We have one more question before we jump back in. Teachers in the past have said that my son might have ADHD, but I think it might be dyslexia. is there a link between ADHD and dyslexia? And I know you kind of touched on that already, but do you ever find that people truly do have both?
Oh, we can definitely have both. But, you know, we need to see ADD as a different subject these days, because we know more about what is actually happening in our brains when we have attention issues. It's a frontal lobe inefficiency, okay? Or, you know, it's basically happening in the frontal lobe, and we need to intervene with that. Medication is wonderful. It can make you feel like, wow, I'm on target. I can do this. And I don't in any way deny anybody that, you know, privilege of feeling that way. But we really need to understand it's a regulation disorder, and we need to build in the executive function skills to make it work for the student so they can do it anytime and all the time. So yes, you could have both. Likelihood is, usually in my experience, it's a reaction to not being able to read, not being able to be successful, you know. And I'll bet you the youngster you're thinking about is pretty bright also.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the key things, when parents come to us, most parents will say that their child has difficulty with attention. And what we have to do is really sort out, is that truly an attention challenge? Is that a frontal lobe executive function regulation kind of issue? Or is the attention problem a symptom of something else? And very often it is a symptom. You know, parents get so frustrated because their dyslexic kids, they dig in when it's time to read. They don't want to do it. They whine, they cry, they put up a fight. Well, it's so hard. We all put up a fight for things that are that hard, but it can look like behavior or attention. So those are things that we just really have to sort out.
And, you know, parents are stuck with the worst time of day to try and help
Absolutely.
Their children. Okay. They've just spent 6 hours in school all day suffering if they are having these problems. And now you want me to do it more at home. So this is a huge piece that parents are burdened with them in that effort. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the other piece to this is when you want to look at, is it really an attention issue? I use very specific assessments. And I think you probably use them too. I'll usually use a test of variables of attention. But the key piece to that one and the linking there between dyslexia and attention is looking at the speed of response time of that student. And I won't go into that in great detail, Jill, because you know I do. anyway, but if a student is having a delay in response speed, they have trouble decoding when they're reading, because it takes them time to make that registration between what the image is saying and what they're, and being able to verbalize it or understand it. So I always use that in our assessments to find out, is there a relationship between their speed of processing and their ability to come up with the reading information? Okay. You got some more?
Yeah, we actually do. I realized that I forgot to acknowledge the people who said hello before. I was so excited to jump right in. But we have hello, morning, Kat. Thanks for being in. We have viewer from Minnesota, Laura. Hi, Laura. She's an occupational therapist in the school system, and her child has dyslexia. So thanks for tuning in, Laura. We do have a few questions just came in. Kim is wondering, how do I help my dyslexic third grade son without spending a fortune? She looked into a couple of resources, and they're just, you know, pricey. So any tips for how parents can help their kids at home?
You know, actually, in our next little segment here, we're going to talk about what things need to be in any intervention that you're doing for dyslexia. So we will, I think, be able to touch on that in pretty good detail.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. I think that'll touch on, is it Adelina? Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. She's looking for also some recommendations to support her child. It looks like they're going to attending school, so hello. And then also early intervention for her 4-year-old. Will we get into that, or did you want to touch on that now?
I think that's exactly what we're going to be doing for the next segment. Okay. Is that right, Jill?
Perfect.
So go ahead.
All right. Sounds good. Coming right up. And then Kathy, I'll take it down in a second, but finding a balance is difficult between being diabetic, ADHD, and dyslexic. It looks like she's on medication for all. Medication helps, and she's working on her skills. It's made a really big difference. I think my diabetic medication has increased this brain fog. Could that be true? Mm-hmm. Well, Joan, looks like that's right up your alley.
For a prior session, huh?
Yes.
Yes, yes. You know, we're seeing students having incredible amounts of medication being, you know, introduced into their systems these days. And I have a real bias in terms of looking at, first of all, nutrition and how that student is absorbing nutrients. And I think that might relate in this particular case too, because there's obviously a challenge in terms of the adrenal system and, you know, and how they're absorbing sugars and using all of that. And so I like to look at that and to see, are there any ways in which we can simplify, you know, what's being ingested, what we need to add to that student in order to help them be successful. And, you know, we see tremendous differences in once we can identify if there are certain nutrients that are setting that student off. And that's a whole other, you know, hour-long session. So perhaps we should give some ideas about how to help dyslexia.
Sounds good. And right. Kathy, Joan actually had an amazing, another show with us where she does talk about that cognition, fognition. So you can probably go back and watch that one. I think it might be helpful too.
Yes. But I will say to that parent that is one thing that definitely can happen is medications can kind of cause some brain fog. And so, you know, perhaps if you, in addition to your traditional doctor, because we certainly can't give any medical advice, but check in with a functional medicine doctor or a naturopath. See what you can learn about the diet and what might be helpful there. You know,
that can make a difference.
Yeah.